Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you this morning. We're glad that you are here this morning. We have a new microphone. So it's this little one right here. So you can see me without anything sort of sticking up, and it should work better. So we'll, as we work on it this morning, just so you know what's going on. We're gonna start by singing together, 188, Come, Whoever You Are. The words are up here, and I'm going to ask, is it Dwayne or Dave who's going to lead us today in this round? So I think, is it Dave? They're deciding who's going to do it. So Dave, come on up. It's a simple one. We all know it well, but here we go.
Better him than me.
Same drill again, I think. Oh my goodness, this is something new, isn't it? Wonderful. This side is number one. First half, you figure out where the half is number two. Second half is number, in the back there is number three. Come, whoever you are. Come, whoever you are. Wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving. Ours is no caravan. Despair, come yet again, come, whoever you are, come, whoever you are, come, yet again, come, whoever.
Thank you, Dave. I'll invite you to rise in body or spirit and to greet those folks around you who are seated around you. Say good morning. And we're going to sing together. Oh, I'm going to do that again. We'll sing together, so I invite you to stay rising in body or spirit. Here we have gathered.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Today, Mac's friend is going to be our chalice lighter. He is lighting that today because his social justice project was the rescue, where all of the school supplies and things that are collected that go to families in need and MELD and all the places. Today, after service, they will be sorting all of those things, and he would greatly appreciate your company while he is in that task. And then there'll be a pizza party for the volunteers. The flaming chalice is a symbol of our faith, a beacon of truth, a fire for justice, a warmth for the soul. As the chalice is lit, let us speak together the covenant of our church. Love is the spirit of this church, and reason is its guide. To dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in freedom, and to serve human needs, this is our covenant. Now let us sing together our chalice response song.
We gather together in the spirit of worship and celebration, the spirit of company and discovery, this warm summer day. Things to do, I'm sure, await many of us after we are here. Let that go. It'll still be there later. Things we have done, I'm sure, or have been done to us, sit with us as we gather. Let that go. The past is past. Be present here. We come to worship together. We celebrate this morning the wedding of member Billy Callahan and her now husband, Tom Harrison, who were wed yesterday at Anderson Gardens. And it was apparently a fabulous celebration, and I'm very happy for them. So be sure to tell them congratulations when you see them next. We hold in our hearts many joys and sorrows of our lives, unspoken this morning, those milestones, becomings and endings, all that is before us and behind us. There is sorrow for loss, expected and unexpected. There is joy at possibility and new beginnings. And there is life, day to day, every day. Wake up, live, do it again. We come to find meaning and to remember what matters most. Let us worship together.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The story we have for you today is called Sacred Places. People all over the world have some special places where they gather to worship, to celebrate, meditate, and hope. These are sacred places. These are places where your spirit sings and your mind is filled with wonder. Some of these places took hundreds of years to build, and some are very hard to reach, and others are just down the street, and some aren't buildings at all. There are places to go to welcome those who are just born, and places to remember those who have died. There are places like Jerusalem that are sacred to many, many people with different religions. People have many different ways of worshiping in their sacred spaces. People come to this sacred place to pray, to meditate, People gather in these sacred places to worship with family and friends. And people flock to this sacred place from around the world. Sacred places fill your heart and echo your beliefs as you pray quietly or singing loudly with a joyful voice. And some sacred places aren't made by people at all. The end. Please join us in singing The Children Downstairs, This Little Light of Mine.
When I started to think about my testimony today, I thought, oh brother, oh sister, what am I going to say about this topic? In fact, I could not put words down on paper. Then this morning about 5 a.m. it came to me. I have a great deal to share about idols. I have to tell you, I own a few of them. I collect them. I have many in my house and boxes full in the basement. I collect them from a different reason than most people would think. I don't understand how many of these idols help people find God or spirituality. Most of the things in my collection are silly. I find my spirituality in nature, in good friends, in baby smiles. I'll give you an example of one of my icons. My favorite in my collection is my 3D Last Supper. Jesus is seated at a table with the apostles. I'm sure you've seen this image many times, maybe not in 3D. Except in this one, through the window in the back, you can see what looks like snow-covered mountains. Then there is the tablecloth. You can see fold lines. I guess they didn't have an iron in the upper room. The thing I find the most distracting is that the tablecloth doesn't go down all the way, and you can see their feet. This idol was not created to invoke a sense of wonder. It was made to sell, to make money. If any of you would like to see this precious work of art, I did bring it with me today for after. I grew up Catholic. The churches I attended had many beautiful things in them. Sometimes they were the best part of going to church. When the sermon was not well written, which was often, or when once again it was telling me about if I was not perfect, I was doomed. Well, you sat, you looked at the beautiful things, and you checked out. It was odd for me to come into this space for the first time. There are a few pretty things. Just enough, maybe. Then after a while, for me, the lack of stuff became a non-issue. There are people here who I know and care about. I met most of you serving coffee. You introduced yourself and we chatted. Coffee, for me, is like church 2.0 after the service. I know we do not agree on every issue. So far, no one has told me I'm doomed. We use this space to learn and share and be better people as individuals